Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Today we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion and forgiveness. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up for those little or maybe big mistakes? You know that feeling when you trip over nothing and instantly think, ugh, why am I so clumsy? We all do it, right? But what if I told you there's a better way to handle those moments? A way that actually builds you up instead of tearing you down. Let me break it down for you because self-compassion and forgiveness are seriously powerful tools. Think about it like this. You wouldn't berate your best friend for messing up, right? You'd probably offer a supportive hug and remind them that everyone makes mistakes. Well, guess what? You deserve that same kindness from yourself. Key takeaway hash one. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about recognizing that you're human, flaws and all. We all mess up, stumble, and fall short sometimes. Accepting that is the first step to moving forward with grace, not guilt. Key takeaway hash 2. Think of forgiveness as a gift you give yourself. Holding on to anger or resentment is like carrying around a heavy backpack full of rocks that weighs you down and keeps you from moving forward. Forgiving yourself for past mistakes releases that burden and allows you to step into your future with lighter steps. Key takeaway hash 3. Practice those positive affirmations. Seriously, treat yourself the way you treat someone you love. Instead of saying I messed up again, try something like I learned from this experience and I'm stronger because of it. Words matter, and choosing kind, supportive language towards yourself can make a world of difference. Key takeaway hash 4. Remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks and moments where you feel like you're taking 2 steps back for every 1 step forward. That's totally normal. Be patient with yourself and celebrate the small victories along the way. Every little step in the right direction counts. Key takeaway hash 5. Cultivate gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger, whatever brings you joy. Focusing on the positive helps shift your mindset and makes it easier to practice self-compassion and forgiveness. Okay, picture this. You're at work and things are just falling apart, deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and a coffee machine seems to be conspiring against you. You feel stressed, overwhelmed, and maybe even a little bit frustrated with yourself for not being able to handle it all perfectly. Here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of beating yourself up over the chaos, take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, and remind yourself that it's okay to feel stressed sometimes. Everyone has those days. Then, shift your focus to what you can control, prioritize tasks, delegate when possible, and give yourself permission to take short breaks throughout the day. And hey, maybe treat yourself to a delicious lunch or an afternoon walk to help recharge your batteries. Remember, being kind to yourself during challenging times is not a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. So, what are you taking away from today's episode? Self-compassion and forgiveness aren't just fluffy feel-good concepts, they are powerful tools that can transform your life. They empower you to navigate challenges with resilience, learn from mistakes without judgment, and ultimately become the best version of yourself. Ready to put these principles into action? Start by practicing a little self-compassion today. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding, forgive yourself for past missteps, and remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance exactly as you are. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me. Hit me up on social media or leave a comment below and let me know how self-compassion is showing up in your life. Until tomorrow, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.